You know what that sound means? I'm confused as to what day it is. I've been out for a few days, went to the Rolling Stones last night, got home about 1:30 this morning, and here we are, we're doing morning radio.
Thursday.
I know, and it is Thursday, so it's a good reminder. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is with us, and she's got
good
the
morning.
Arts Roundup for the weekend. What's going on?
Oh, you know, we're supposed to get into the 80s in the next few days here, and it...
Oh,
you know.
The temperature, not the decade. Okay. I thought maybe there was a theme going on here. No, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yes, exactly. So I'm thinking summertime. And when you know it, there's a show at the Minnesota Museum of American Art called Summertime. And basically what they did is they went through their entire, their core collection, their permanent collection of work. And they have an amazing permanent, you know, just they've got tons and tons of art.
Sure.
So they went through all of it and they pulled out images that seemed to capture and encapsulate summertime.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
You know, it's just like sunny, lovely, relaxing, fabulous, maybe water imagery. So all the stuff in paintings, photographs, sculpture, all sorts of stuff, all very summery and fun and just lovely. What a wonderful concept for a show. So that's going on at the Minnesota Museum of American Art in downtown St. Paul.
Yeah, great way to kick off the season.
Exactly. Now, here's an interesting show. This is called No Expiration Date, Sexuality and Aging. Now, I know first people might be like, oh, that's just two words that I don't like to think about in the same sentence.
Here's the deal. Mick Jagger was pretty sexy last night.
He's how old?
71.
71.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That man does not have an expiration date. And we have learned that neither does Keith Richards.
Evidently. I thought he was past his expiration date, but he keeps going.
All right, so as human beings,
yeah,
we have no expiration date when it comes to sexuality.
Preach it, Jill.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come on.
So this show is actually based on the results from a study that was conducted at the Program in Human Sexuality at the University of Minnesota. So it's... pulling together from the script is from the narratives of 61 seniors of diverse backgrounds and sexual orientations who discussed their experiences around sexuality and aging. So this whole show is actually, you know, it's a lot of first person testimonials and storytelling. Evidently, it's got a lot of humor, but
because you have to.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, really.
And so it says a heartwarming, funny, poignant, naughty, illuminating, inspiring, and thought-provoking theatrical experience with a diverse cast shows that there's a whole lot to learn from our elders' experiences in spite of our youth-obsessed media and culture.
I know what you're doing right now. You've got the both pointer fingers in your ears. La, 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 la. But come on.
Yeah, we're
absolutely
past that. This is important. We got to get into it. I don't, even if you're going la, 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 grow up. This is important. Let's just respect
listen
everybody.
To you too.
Because
I'm
when you
this.
Grow up even further,
yeah.
you're
yes.
still
going
to want to be
right.
active.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Prepare now.
And have
a
sense
a
of humor
future.
About it because things just start falling apart.
Yeah.
But you can still use them, you know?
Absolutely. So, okay, here's our third show, third selection for this week. Bedlam Theater, this weekend and next, Raw Sugar presents The Funny,
okay.
a silly, subversive night of radical feminist theater. So it's going to be a cabaret featuring stand-up, burlesque, music, and, you know, in a time when, it used to be a time when that people were like, women just can't be funny as men.
Feminist humor.
Oh, God. And now you look at Amy Schumer.
Oh, and she's fantastic.
And just the following she has and how she is totally sending up so much about gender identity
right.
and how men talk about women in different situations. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
So if you like Amy Schumer or even like the Broad City kind of
exactly,
humor.
Broad City.
This is for you.
This is for you. So that's this weekend and next at Bedlam Theater in downtown St. Paul. Yeah, you could check out that summertime show and then head down the street and go to see The Funny at Bedlam. They're right in the same neighborhood, just a block away from each other, a block or two. So you could hang out and do that. So
and don't forget about this weekend that if you you are pondering your own future and sexuality, you could catch that show as well.
If you want to get prepared, I mean, you know, it's be prepared, Boy Scout motto.
Be prepared for anything, everything and anything.
Learn from your elders, just like Mick Jagger. Learn from your elder Mick Jagger.
Exactly. You'll have those moves like Jagger, even in old age.
Yeah.
Everything that we've talked about, you can find over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us on Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Thank you very much, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
And there she goes, walking away.